This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa walaha ma ba'd. We recited Surah An-Nisa today, and verse number 17 and 18 will be the topic of our khatira today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in those verses, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Verily, tawbah is an obligation upon Allah to accept. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Tawbah shall be accepted by Allah for those people who commit a sin, لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ, while they were ignorant. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. And then they repent quickly or immediately. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. These people, Allah shall accept their repentance. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is all knowledgeable, all wise. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ. But the tawbah will not be accepted to those people. لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. They keep on doing sins. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Until finally, when death comes to them, قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. They say, now we're going to repent. وَلَا الَّذِينَ يَمُوتُنَهُمْ كُفَّارِ. And neither are those who die and they are not accepting Islam. As for those people, they shall be promised an eternal punishment. Now, this verse guarantees that the one who repents to Allah with two conditions, الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. With two conditions. That number one, they commit the sin upon ignorance. And number two, they repent quickly. Then Allah says, it is my obligation to forgive them. So, subhanAllah, what are these two conditions? And what then is the result of the one who commits tawbah or performs tawbah? The first condition that is in the verse, those who commit sins while ignorant. Now, the external, literal reading, if you were to read the verse without any tafsir, without any knowledge of hadith, without any knowledge of what the Sahaba said, you would think, okay, this means if somebody committed the sin and he was ignorant that it is a sin. He didn't know it was a sin. So he did some type of financial transaction, then he found out, oh, this is actually haram. Or he's a doctor and he did some type of surgery, he goes, oh, this is haram. He did it in ignorance. But this is not the meaning of the verse. Those who commit a sin while they are jahil. Ibn Abbas said, every sinner while he commits a sin is a jahil. In other words, I said there are two conditions. The first is not a condition. Actually, the first is a description of the one who commits a sin. It is not a condition. Everyone who disobeys Allah has demonstrated a type of jahala, a type of ignorance. Because if you truly knew Allah and you knew the consequences of your sin, then you would not have committed that sin. So in fact, this is a censure. This is a criticism of the one committing the sin, even as Allah promises that your repentance will be accepted. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful verse. Allah is promising, and realize, Allah has no obligation upon him. No one can obligate anything on Allah, but Allah has obligated things on himself. No one has any rights that somebody can claim upon Allah, but Allah has the gift to confer those rights to other people. Allah can gift a right, and he can say, okay, it is my right that I'm going to do this. And one of the rights that Allah Azza wa Jalla has gifted is the one who repents with the proper conditions shall have his repentance accepted. No questions asked after that. So the first condition is not really a condition. Everyone who disobeys Allah is disobeying upon a state of ignorance. If they truly were knowledgeable of Allah and the consequences of the sin, then they would not be committing that sin. What is the second condition? ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Then they repent quickly. What does it mean to repent quickly? The Prophet ﷺ clarifies what is quickly. He said, Allah shall accept the tawbah of any sinner amongst you as long as the pangs of death do not start. So quickly over here, obviously the faster we repent from a sin, the better it is. But repentance will be accepted until a person recognizes that he is in the very final pangs of death. And subhanAllah, how merciful is our sharia. The very final pangs of death is not somebody going to the doctor and the doctor saying, oh, you have some type of tumor, you have 3 months left to live. No. The final pangs of death means you begin to see the malakul maut. It means you are conscious that that is your final second on the earth. And there is a time frame, and all of us shall face it. May Allah give us thabat and firmness. There is a time frame where you are fully cognizant that you're in this world and the window of the next opens up. That time frame is the time frame when tawbah is shut. Before that time frame, no matter how sick you are, no matter how whatever, once you are told by a doctor you have a few months left to live, that doesn't mean your tawbah is end. No. Rather, our Prophet ﷺ said, مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ until the غَرْغَرَ, and the غَرْغَرَ is the gurgling of death. Meaning the very last breaths, that, as I said, you will see the malakul maut. And this is proven in the next verse right after this, that the tawbah shall not be accepted from the one who continues to do good deeds, evil deeds, until he sees death. Then he says, I'm repenting. No, this person, no. His tawbah will not be accepted. And the best example for this in the Quran is, of course, none other than Fir'aun himself. Fir'aun lived the worst life. Fir'aun lived the most evil and despicable life. And he had more blood on his hands than many of the mass murderers of human history. And to make matters worse, the blood that he had was that of innocent babies, as we know. Innocent babies, he would kill them by the tens of thousands. And when death came to him, Allah says in the Quran, when he saw death, and he sees the angel of death, and he sees the water coming down, then he screams out, and he says, "Amantu billadhi amanat bihi banu Israel wa ana min al-muslimin." I believe in the God of the children of Israel, and I am now amongst the Muslims. And Allah says, "Al-an, now you're going to accept Islam? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ and you refused all the time before this? No, it's not going to be accepted. So, Allah Azza wa Jal guarantees tawbah to be accepted with two simple issues. Number one, that you recognize that you were in a state of jahala. Not that you did it in a state of jahala. If you commit a sin, and you don't even know it's a sin, then in reality it is not a sin. Our religion is merciful. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. If we did something we didn't even know it was a sin, then we're not even held accountable for it. But if we commit a sin, then we have to recognize that we were jahil. Like our father Adam. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We have to recognize our sin. So we recognize, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. And number two, we turn to Allah. And the conditions of tawbah. Tawbah, of course, means to turn back to Allah. The conditions of tawbah are so simple. They're common sense. Number one, you feel regret and remorse. You feel guilty for the sin. If you do not feel guilty, then you have not repented. Our Prophet ﷺ said, feeling guilty is the essence of repentance. النَّدَمُ تَوْبَةً. Number two, you verbally ask Allah to forgive you. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي رَبِّ أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَاغْفِرْ لِي رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. There are hundreds of phrases. You simply verbalize a forgiveness. So number two, you ask Allah to forgive you. Number three, you make a genuine attempt to give up that sin. You don't continue to go back to that sin. And this is indirectly referenced in these verses, because in verse 17, Allah says, "Tawbah shall be accepted from the one who does a sin," su, singular, "then he repents." Then in the next verse, "it shall not be accepted from the one who does sins his whole life," sayyi'at, the plural. So there's an indication that the one who repents turns over a new leaf. The one who repents does not persist in committing the sin. And yesterday's ayah we recited, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَفْعَلُونَ. And they don't persist in committing the sin, and they know that they shouldn't do that. So the third condition, you make a genuine intention to give that sin up. Now I said intention because nobody can guarantee the future. You might make an intention, and then a year later you'll commit the same sin. Very well, okay, that happens. You move on to a new repentance. You make the same niyyah again. Just like our scholars say, the toddler who's learning how to walk. No matter how many times he trips, he doesn't give up. The same thing happens to the sinner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at the quantity of sins. He looks at the quality of your repentance. So number three, you turn back to Allah and try your best to turn over a new life. And the last condition of tawbah, if you have harmed somebody else, if you have taken somebody's money, if you have hurt somebody's honor, you have to make it up to that person as well. So if a sin is between you and Allah, then only the first three conditions. If the sin is between you and another person, then you have to do that fourth thing as well to make it up between this person. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is the month of tawbah. And these are the days of tawbah. And these are the nights of repentance. So let us take this blessing from Allah. Allah has gifted us. It is an obligation upon me to accept your repentance. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah said, it's upon me. I guarantee I will take it. And Allah says in the Quran, O my servants who have committed plenty of sins, do not give up hope of the mercy of Allah. Allah shall forgive all sins. This is the month of repentance. How many are the stories in the Quran and Sunnah of those who have committed sins? Wallahi, brothers and sisters, look at that beautiful hadith of the one who murdered 99 people and yet Allah accepted his repentance. Look at the story of Yusuf, where the brothers gathered together to try to kill Yusuf and they sold him into slavery. Whatever my sins or your sins, inshallah, none of you tried to kill your brother, did you? Inshallah, none of you sold your brother into slavery, did you? And yet still, the brothers of Yusuf, when they repented, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance. This is the month of repentance, brothers and sisters. Let us turn to Allah. Let us repent to Allah. Let us seek forgiveness for our sins. Let us make an intention to Allah to not renew those sins. Let us feel guilt and regret and remorse. And let us repent before the angel of death comes. And who amongst us knows when that time will be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawbah an-nasuha, and we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah.